Now we're just days away from the first games of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship, also known as March Madness. Over five dozen teams will duke it out, pardon the pun, over the next few weeks to become a top college basketball team in the country. As a heads up, Marquette and UW-Madison did not make it this year, but even with the heartbreak over the Wisconsin teams, you can still fill out your bracket to pick the winners of each and every game. Well, all right, some more bad news for you. The likelihood that you'll fill out a perfect bracket, really long odds. Paul Peters is with us now to talk about the math behind the bracket and why aiming for perfection might not be worth your time. He's a math instructor at Madison College. Paul, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, glad to be here.
All right, what are the odds of getting a perfect bracket beginning to end all the way through?
Well, it's summed up in one word, it's ridiculous. It's about 1 in 9.2 quintillion. So you can think of that as a 9 with 18 zeros after it.
So let me think, billions, then trillions, then quadrillions, and then quintillions.
Then
we're all the way over there.
Yes, exactly.
That is very unlikely, in layman's terms, if I have that right.
Yeah, yes, to say the least. It's very unlikely, near impossible.
Now, Paul, a lot of people are out there thinking, that's if I chose each game randomly, but I have a method, I'm going to get it right. I'm joking a little bit, but the fact that some games we're probably going to get right, it does reduce that or increase our odds a little bit, right?
Sure, absolutely. So an easy way to think about that would be, in the history of the men's tournament, at least, no 16 seed has ever beaten a 1 seed. So you get to remove 4 of those games with sort of assuming that that outcome holds. Well, that'll get you down from 1 in 9.2 quintillion to about 1 in 570 quadrillion.
still
not
long
a big
odds.
Shift. But yes, obviously with knowledge about past competition, schedules, all of that, those odds improve. And in fact, there's a math professor at DePaul University, I believe, who hypothesizes that it's down to about 1 in 128 billion.
That's still not great betting odds.
No. There are many other events out there that are more likely to happen.
Yeah, talk about some of
the perfect bracket.
Put this in context. What is more likely to happen to us than getting that, especially that randomly chosen
bracket?
Well,
if we want to get morbid on those topics,
and
you
we do.
Could say, well, you know, let's say it's March and people are heading to warmer climates for spring break. The odds that you're killed by a falling coconut are about 1 in 250 million.
Wow.
If you worry about what's going on at home, the odds that you're injured by soap is about 1 in 11,000.
So it's way more likely that I'm going to hurt myself with soap than get that perfect bracket. Any other comparison and contrast for odds of things happening?
Well, sure. The odds of becoming president of the United States are about 1 in 10 million. I like to combine things. So, you know, the likelihood that somebody is struck by lightning is about 1 in 700,000. But the likelihood that you're struck by lightning while drowning is about 1 in 183 million.
Okay, now these are all very long odds. None of them even close still to our perfect bracket.
No. The perfect bracket is so far beyond that.
All right, let's make things a little easier. Set aside the perfect bracket. How about the odds of getting the first 32 games right?
Well, the first 32 games, then you'd be looking at, and that would require a quick calculation from me, so give me just 2 seconds here. But if you're looking at the first 32 games, then you're basically looking at about 1 in 4.2 billion.
That doesn't seem like it'd be that hard with 32 games and only 2 choices in each, but the odds stack up that
fast.
The
odds stack up. The way the counting principle works here is that really there's 2 choices for each game, and that multiplies through. So if you're picking 32 games, it's a 2 times a 2 times a 2 32 times, or 2 to the 32nd power.
So my odds are 1 over 2 to the 32nd.
Exactly.
And so 2 to the 1st is 2, then 4, then 8, then 16, then 32. And you keep doubling.
Yep, you've got it. So you can play that game all day long. What if I get, how about the first 10 games? So 1 over 2 to the 10th power.
The nice thing, though, is that the competition isn't to get the perfect bracket. It's to get the perfect-ist bracket among
That's
the people
exactly
you're playing
right.
with.
So if you need to stay positive, the idea is somebody is going to win that pool. They won't win it with the perfect bracket, but they'll win the pool.
And we'll be really impressed if they do win it with the perfect bracket.
You know, I'm not even going to think about it because that mathematical portion of my brain just knows it's not going to happen.
I guess a few years ago, Warren Buffett and I think Quicken Loans offered $1 billion to anyone that got a perfect bracket.
Yes.
That sounds like, wow, that's a lot of money to give away. But compare that billion to the one in over 9 quintillion, their money's fairly safe.
Yes, it was a safe bet on his part. And I think he's tweaked it every year since then. I think this year he's looking maybe to get every game right through the Sweet 16.
Then you still win money for that.
And then it was, I think his offer was $1 million a year for life.
I tend not to, that's pretty sweet. I'd take that.
Yeah.
I tend not to do brackets myself. Are you a bracket doing person?
You know, I do it for fun occasionally, although when looking at the odds that you would find out that your child is a genius is 1 in 250. So I'm thinking maybe I just take my bracket home and give it to one of my daughters and let them fill it out.
And if you have 250 kids, it's a lock.
Well,
one of them's got to be a genius.
You got to find the right one, right?
I may be taking some shortcuts on the math here. What's your best bracket ever been?
You know, my best bracket maybe has been in the range of getting about 42 to 44 of the games correct overall. So you can look at binomial distributions and sort of play that game. You know, for instance, the likelihood that someone maybe, let's say, gets at least 30 games correct would be about 40%.
Okay. Now, in your life as a math person, I mean, are you looking at things in your daily life and kind of mathing them up a little bit?
I try not to because I know what that would do to the people around me.
And it's like taking your work home with you, though.
Yeah, I want to have a social life. I want my wife to want to spend time with me.
And that said, though, in the classroom, taking these real-world examples that are maybe on people's minds has got to be a great tool, right, to teach some of these principles of, say, statistics.
Yeah, it's a hook, right? You can catch their attention and pull their focus in for a few moments, and that's all you need sometimes.
And will you be watching March Madness this year, bracket or no?
I will watch it, yes.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thank you.
Paul Peters is a math instructor at Madison College. He joined us to talk about the mathematical odds of creating a perfect bracket. We don't use the word quintillion enough here on Central Time.